اليوم إن شاء الله نكمل حديثنا عن صحابة النبي رضوان الله عليهم وماذا نتعلم منهم. ودرس اليوم هو عن العدل أو العدالة بين الأولاد. So today inshallah we'll continue our discussion about lessons that we learned from the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And today's lesson is justice among your children. فورد في الحديث الصحيح في صحيح مسلم عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنه جاءتها امرأة مسكينة ومعها طفلتان ابنتان فأعطت السيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها ثلاث تمرات فأعطت لكل بنت منهما تمرة فأكلتها وبقيت الثالثة مع الأم فلما همت بأكلها أرادت واحدة منهما أن تأخذها فشقتها يعني التمرة نصفين وأعطت نصفا لواحدة والنصف الآخر للأخرى فأعجب ذلك السيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها فقصته للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لها إن الله تعالى قد أجارها من النار بصنيعها وأوجب لها الجنة لأنها عدلت في تمرة واحدة بين أولادها. So in this authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, a poor lady came with two girls, her two daughters, to Aisha radiallahu anha to ask about something or to ask for something. So Aisha radiallahu anha gave her three dates, the fruits. So she gave each of the two girls one date and the lady kept one for herself. And when she was about to eat the date herself, the kids, one of them, wanted to eat it. So she split the date into half, two halves, and she gave one half to this and the second half to the other one. So Aisha radiallahu anha was surprised because of the justice of the lady to her kids. She could have just given it to one of them and that's it. It is not a big deal. She reported this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I said, this is in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also liked what the lady did and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected her from the hellfire and he has granted Jannah for her by her justice to her kids. Just that little good deed at a time. فطبعا كثير من الآباء يتسببون في قطيعة يعني أولادهم لهم وعقوقهم والقطيعة والمشاكل بين الأولاد بسبب الظلم سواء في المعاملة أو حتى في الهدية أو حتى في تقسيم الميراث. And I've seen this a lot. يعني بعض الآباء they make their kids hate them and they make their kids hate each other because of the treatment and also because giving some more attention or some gifts more than others or even in the distribution of miraf. They don't like the distribution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in the Quran. They give more to some and they don't give some, they don't give them anything. And this is equal to saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just. If you don't like the laws of inheritance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Quran, this is equal to saying that Allah is not just, and you do it your own way. And what happens after your death? The kids hate you, and they hate each other, and they don't talk to each other for life. And now you're not happy in your grave. You wish you did it the right way. فورد في الحديث الصحيح في البخاري ومسلم والنسائي وغيره من حديث النعمان بن بشير. قال إن أمه أم النعمان بن بشير يعني طلبت من والده البشير بن سعد أن يعطي هدية للنعمان هدية سواء أرض أو غلام أو مصاري أو كذا فظل سنة يعني يلف ويدور في الموضوع هو مش عاوز ينفذ الموضوع ما كانش عاجب ثم وافق في نهاية الأمر فقالت له أشهد على ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فذهب إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال يعني إن زوجتي أرادت أن أعطي هدية لابني النعمان فوافقت وقالت أشهد على ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أأعطيت لكل بنيك مثله فقال لا فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشهد على ذلك غيري فإني لا أشهد على جو وفي رواية أخرى من الحديث اتقوا الله واعدلوا بين أولادكم وكان عاوز يعطيه هدية ليس أكثر. So in this authentic hadith in Bukhari, Muslim, and other books of Sunan, Nu'man ibn Bashir, one of the great Sahaba, he said that his mother bugged his father for a whole year to give him a gift, an extra thing that he didn't give to the rest of his siblings. So eventually, he gave up and he said, okay, stop bugging me. And this is the word used in the hadith. She was talking to him day and night for a whole year. Eventually, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, my wife has been asking for a whole year to give a gift to my son, something precious. So the Prophet ﷺ said, and I came for you, O Prophet of Allah, to witness over this. So the Prophet ﷺ said, have you given each and every one of your kids the same thing, the same gift? So I said, okay, quite frankly, no. So the Prophet ﷺ said, go and ask for another witness because I don't witness over injustice. In another version of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, fear Allah and be just to your kids. If you want to give one of them a gift, you have to give each and every one of them the same. وقال العلماء يعني بناء على حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا وغيره أن في الهدية تساوي بين الولد والبنت. في بعض الناس لما يهدي يقول لك لا أنا أعطي الولد أكثر وكذا. حتى أنه أنا أذكر في الزمان في القرية في العيد كانوا يعطوا العيدية الفلوس بتاعة العيد كان يعطي الولد ضعف البنت. ولكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بالمساواة بين الأولاد في الهدايا. أجيب له واحد لابتوب تبقى أجيب للثاني زيه. تمام أعطيت الواحد 100 دولار تبقى تعطي للثاني زيه. وهذا يؤكده حديث أخرى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث ابن عباس في سنن البيهقي يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اعدلوا بين أولادكم في الهدايا أو العطيات الهدايا ولو كنت مفضلا أحدا على أحد لفضلت النساء. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in that authentic hadith that you have to, when you give gifts to your children, you have to give all of them the same. Boys and girls, you have to give them the same thing. If you give each of them $100, you have to give, you know, to everyone. And as I said, back in the village, back in the day, in the Eid, they used to give the boy twice the gift they give to the girl in the Eid. And the Prophet ﷺ says in that authentic hadith, be fair to your kids when you give them gifts, give them the same to girls and boys, and if I were to give to some more than others, I would have given to the girls more than the boys. He's talking about gifts, okay? Inheritance is different, but now I'm talking about gifts. مسألة المواريث, we know that, يعني معروف في الإسلام إنه للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين, لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني الولد أو الرجل في الأسرة هو عليه كفالة البيت, المرأة ليست عليها كفالة, ليس إجبارا عليها أن تنفق على أهلها, إنما الرجل إلزام عليه النفقة. الرجل عليه أن يدفع المهر عند الزواج, المرأة لا تدفع شيئا شرعا. فلذلك يعني ميز الرجل لأنه عليه مسؤوليات أكثر. So when it comes to inheritance, we know that in Islam, the brother gets twice the share of his sister for two reasons. Number one, he has to provide for the family. If there's no one to provide, he has to provide. The lady doesn't have to provide for no one. She keeps all the money for herself unless she willingly wants to help. Number two, at the time of marriage, the man has to give a dowry, a marriage gift, to pay all the expenses for marriage. And Islamically, the lady doesn't have to pay anything. The last point في الوصية. إن أردت أن تميز أحد الأولاد عن الآخر لابد أن يوافق الباقون. If you want to give someone in your will to give to one more than the others, you have to ask for the permission of the rest. And if they agree, it becomes a gift from them to their brother or their sister in case someone of them is very young or is handicapped or has a mental problem. You can give him more, but his brothers or sisters have to agree. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا. Okay, here hadith, you give them the same. Because the old ones, sometimes they work and they have their own thing.
So laptop for 17 and laptop for 7 years old.
Okay, look at this. If you have someone who goes to college, you pay them thousands of dollars for fees and stuff. But this is something you have to pay for them. But this is not a gift, it is something you have to get. But the little ones, if they go to the, you know, They are young and they go to school, they don't have to get that much. But the gift, which is a sign of love from you to them, has to be the same. But the expenses, it doesn't have to be the same. Like college fees and stuff, you can give different money to based on the age and their necessities. But the gift has to be the same. But it's a good question. We'll give you candy at the end. More questions? جزاك الله خيرا نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يلطف بإخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم اصلح بهم اللهم أيدهم بنصرك اللهم انصرهم على من عداهم صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله خيرا